Do you have over your second floor a place that goes way up in the top there where you store things up in the top?
Attic. Mm-hmm. We don't have one, but that's what they're called.
Did you ever call it a garret?
No, we always call it attic. Mm-hmm. But garret is another name for it.
You said you had a closet. You had two closets upstairs. One each bedroom, is that how it is?
Yes.
Sometimes you don't have a closet, you'll buy a piece of furniture that you can hang.
Yes.
What do you call that?
That's, You just have to wait a minute.
Okay.
That's right, shut that thing off.
Oh, that's all right.
Have big and have two doors, and some of them just have one door.
Mm-hmm. Four.
What? Is one name.
Mm-hmm.
Ward, yes. There's another name that they call them too, but wardrobe's one name.
Clothes press?
Yes, clothes press. Mm-hmm. Clothes press and wardrobe. Yes.
Do you ever have a different kitchen in your house? Say one built, front and back?
Yes.
What do they call that?
Summer kitchen.
And they ever call your kitchen a cookhouse or anything like that?
No, just summer kitchen. Kitchen and summer kitchen.
And do you have a place in the kitchen where you store things, sort of an alcove like that?
Well, yes, we did have, because we didn't have any pantry. We had cupboards.
Uh-huh. Didn't have any what, did you say?
Didn't have any pantry in our house.
Okay.
Down. Well, we had here, but then we made a closet into that, of that.
Do you ever call the pantry a buttery?
No, we always have pantry.
Now, the piece of furniture in the bedroom that you'd store things in, socks and so forth, you put in a...
Well, there's that wardrobe that we was talking about,
mm-hmm.
and then there's commodes mm-hmm. that you have a drawer where you put shoes and things, and then... That drawer, and then you have a door that you open that you can put shoes in there.
How about...
And a rack over the top where you put hang towels.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the top you put your wash bowl and pitcher,
mm-hmm.
soap dish.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever, you have a bureau?
Yes, bureau. Mm-hmm. And there's a piece of furniture with a mirror, usually on the top, and with drawers.
Mm-hmm. Or chest?
And that's a piece of furniture that has a top. Usually the lid lifts up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, call them hope chests for the bride, but the others are chests.
You'll call it a chest of drawers?
Well, just no, there's no drawers in there.
Oh, I see.
It's just like a box with a lid, you know. And that's the chest.
Okay. And, you don't clean the house every day, but you just go in and sort of, pick up papers and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would you call that? I'm just going to go in the living room and,
just kind of straightened up. Or dusted.
Okay. You sweep the porch, you sweep it with a...
Broom. Yes.
Where would you keep the broom?
Well, if you have a closet, you put them in the closet.
Or a broom?
Room closet. Mm-hmm. And some people keep them on the porch, in the rack on the wall, and some people just stand them in the corner of the kitchen.
Behind the door?
No, well, they have a closed room closet.
Mm-hmm.
Room closet. Some people have, but everybody don't have that. And they just stand them on the end of the handle in the corner.
If you didn't have any place to put it except in relationship to a door, you wouldn't put it in front of a door, you'd put it...
No, you put it in corner.
Or that would be behind, back?
Just like corner like that, or back of the door here.
Okay.
Corner of the room.
On Monday, the...